What's up, you guys? I'm Caleb, as always, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I think you should be more selfish, and you should actually start taking more care of yourself and stop worrying about what other people think. Anyway, let's roll the intro. All right, cool. So, kind of I've been thinking, I was like, you know what? Maybe being selfish is not, it's not so much of a bad thing. If you're selfish and you're able to be like, hey, you know what? I got to say no. I got to be able to be my best me. I got to be able to be my best self right now. I got to stop worrying about what other people are thinking. I got to stop worrying about what I think that I can or cannot do. And I got to be able to say no. I got to be able to say no. Because if I don't say no and if I don't achieve my goals, if I don't achieve what I'm going after, then what's the point of doing any of this at all in the first place? So you got to be selfish. You got to be able to start off doing what is right for you first of all. So that means taking care of your health. That means exercising. That means breathing correctly. That means journaling. That means meditating. That means doing what is best for yourself. And maybe that's not the best thing for yourself. You have to experiment. That's what works out for me. I'm not saying you have to do what I do. It's just what I do, I believe, works out really well. I have more discipline. I have more strength. I have more confidence, more charisma. I'm able to just be confident and collected and be in the present moment. I'm able to be more aware of what I have surrounding myself every which way. Now, if say I wasn't selfish and say I was always doing, say, don't get me wrong, it's good to do things for other people. It's always good to give back first and foremost. Like, I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I have a lot of money, is so I can give back to my friends. I can give back to my family. I can give back to my sisters. I can give back to all these people that have helped me get to where I'm at today. It's just, let's say you, somebody's asking you, like, hey, can you do, let's not, this is off the top of my head, so let's say, yeah, all right, I got something. So let's say somebody's asking you to, because this is what happened to me. So I was at yoga, and there's these people called warriors who pretty much clean up after the sweaty classes. And one of my yoga instructors was like, yeah, you know what? Hey, Caleb, I think that you'd be good. You should be my warrior. I'm like, right off the bat, I say no. Just that. And I leave it at that. Like, I don't say anything else. I just leave it at no. Because I was being selfish. I was like, you know what? If I do this, if I say yes, then that means that I'm going to have to stay after. I'm going to have to clean. I'm going to have to do probably the laundry afterwards. I'm going to have to fold all the towels. I'm going to have to do all these other steps that are going to avoid me and take away time from me being able to create content, being able to create courses, being able to create wealth within myself. Because if I would have said yes, then it's like, that's another thing on my plate. When I'm already waking up at 4, I'm going to the gym, I'm journaling, I'm meditating, I'm learning, I'm reading. And then I still, on top of that, I have to do a 9-to-5 job. It's like, I have to be very conscientious. I have to be very aware of my time. I have to be very aware of how I'm spending my time. If I'm not spending my time in the right way, then it's kind of like, well, what am I doing at all in the first place? If I spend my time the right way, if I'm creating the right amount of time, I'm dedicating my time to the right time, I'm taking breaks, I'm spending time with friends, and I'm being non-selfish in certain aspects, but I'm being selfish when I need to be selfish, that, I believe, is when all this wealth, this prosperity, this growth can happen. Because, like, I mean, for me, it's like, I had to be selfish at the beginning stages of everything. I was like, I had to tell people, I'm like, yo, guys, like, I can't go out tonight, I gotta read. I'm creating this video, I'm learning, I'm doing all these tasks that are helping me become better, that are helping me build my future, that are helping me build future wealth to be able to help other people out. And if I would have said, oh yeah, hey, I want to go to the rave, I want to go to this XYZ or thing, I want to go get drunk and whatnot, then I don't think I'd be here. I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Now, compared to me being selfish, compared to me doing what I'm doing right now, and me being like, hey, yeah, you know what, I got to go off and do my own thing. I got to go learn how to live my life. I got to live my best life. I got to live what I'm doing in the way that I'm doing it. If I'm not living the life that I'm living, then what's the point of me doing anything in the first place? Because if I'm not wanting to do what I'm doing, then there's no reason for me to be doing anything that I want to do at all in the first place. But the thing is, though, if I start to become more conscious, I become more aware, I become more present with everything that I'm doing, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, yeah, I might be being selfish. It's one of those things where if you're selfish, if you're doing the right thing, if you're taking care of yourself first and foremost, you're taking care of your health, your well-being, your mind, if you're learning, you're growing, you're sharing, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you're going to do the right thing. Now, if say you aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing, say you're not taking the time, you're not taking the effort, you're not creating that wealth, you're not creating that prosperity within yourself, then what's the point in doing anything at all in the first place? Because if you aren't wanting to actually do and be selfish towards yourself and be like, hey, you know what? I deserve this nice dinner. I deserve this nice software. I deserve to go to Greece. I deserve to do X, Y, Z, whatever. If you don't believe that you want to deserve something, then you're not being selfish. Some of the most successful people, I believe, are selfish. They have their selfish tendencies. They do what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. And I think that that's good. I do. It's just, you got to do what's right for you. If it's not right for you, if you're not doing what's right for you, and you're not being selfish and you're not saying no, and you're not doing what you should be doing, then you got to look at yourself and be like, is this the right thing? Like the other day, last night, I sat on my bed right before I went to bed. It was like around midnight or so, way past my bedtime. And I was sitting there and I was like thinking, I was like, what do I need to do? Just tell me what I need to do. What should I do? And then I came up with an answer. Just like, just put 4 hours, do 4 hours tomorrow. Solid work. Don't look at your phone for 4 hours. And you know what? I'm going to talk about that on probably Friday's episode, most likely, about time blocking, because I think that's incredibly important. And my mind just told me, it was just like, just take 4 hours, work on your sales page, work on your offers, work on creating your products, and actually create it so you can stop living this poor life. Start being selfish, start doing something for you. Like, do it for you. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because you see the potential, you see the opportunities, you see what can come from doing what you're doing. You do that and you start to be like, okay, this can work. I can do this. And when you start to be able to do something, you start to actually create something, you build that momentum. And when you build the momentum, it's kind of, you kind of get to the point where it's like, you know, I don't have to stop. I can keep going forward. I can keep doing what I'm doing, and I can live the best life that I want to live. So if you guys want to experiment with that, if you want to try and create something that's bigger than yourself, start being selfish. Start saying no and yes to other things. Say yes to things that you want to do. Say no to things that you don't think are going to serve you, that aren't going to help benefit yourself. When you start doing that, you might start to be happier. You might be more grateful. Because I know that's what's happened for me, and that's how I've always been, even as a kid. Whenever I was a kid, I was always the kid that would just do his own thing. I was always selfish. I was always just doing my thing, living my life, the best life that I knew how to live. And when I was doing that, it was nice. It was very, very nice. And now, it's helped me, because it's able to show me, it's like, hey, you know, you won't be alone forever. There's going to be people that are coming into your life, but you got to be selfish for yourself first. You got to learn. You got to improve yourself first. If you're not improving yourself, then you're not going to actually be doing anything meaningful. Now, when you start to improve yourself, when you start to grow within yourself, you start to evolve. You start to be able to do more, accomplish more, achieve more throughout your daily life. Now, if you don't do any of that, then you might get stuck. You might not ever actually amount to anything. You have to take the action. You have to do the steps. You have to be selfish and be like, hey, guys, like, I love you. I'm going to go on this trip 100%. Just up until that point, I got to still work. I got to work my 5 to 6 days a week, just grinding my ass off. Because I got to create this wealth. I got to create this abundance. So I'm tired of being poor. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it. I don't enjoy it anymore. So I'm making moves, I'm making changes, I'm evolving, I'm creating something that's going to be long term. And I hope you guys can actually enjoy the process. I hope you can see that I'm trying my best. I am genuinely trying my best. I'm trying to figure it out. And I think that's all we're all trying to do is figure it out. I just know I want to make loads and loads of money. And, you know, I'm good with that. If other people aren't good with that, then, you know, that's cool. I don't mind. Those aren't the people that I want in my life. I want the people that are going to support me and be like, hey, yeah, you can make that money. Yeah, that $4 million, yeah, that's nothing. That's pocket change. Those are the people that I want in my life. Because the $4 million, that is pocket change. It's not that much money. It's not that much money. And those are the people that I want in my life. I want the people that are like, hey, yeah, you know what? Money's good. Because money is good. People that say money's not good are poor. Those are the people that fucking hate money. They don't understand how it works. You have to love money. I love money. I love it more than anything else because I see what it can do. I see the power that it has. I see how much impact it can have on people and lives and just how much it can change what a person can do for others. And that's why I want it. I want to help other people out. Anyway, you guys, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Later.